Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2010, congratulations. If I could offer you a tip for the future, don't plan too far ahead. The Mayan calendar ends in 2012, so you have a little less than 2 years before the world implodes and all your hopes and dreams with it. But just in case the Mayans were wrong, which they weren't about anything else, I've got some advice for you. Floss. And when you get a big hunk on your floss, go back to that same tooth and floss it again. There's probably another hunk or two down there, or maybe even three, or a wad of pubic hair. Trust me, I've been there. If you're gonna sleep with someone you don't know very well, wear a condom, at least the first time. Then just be spontaneous and see what happens. You'll find without a condom, it feels way better. Call your parents, especially when you need money. You'll miss them when they're gone, especially their money. Enjoy your youth and your young body. And every once in a while, let other people enjoy your young bodies as well. Older people. People who don't work out and who don't have such nice young bodies. Like me. Put your tits on the internet. Oh, come on. Don't be so selfish. No one will find out. For a while. Learn a good fake laugh. It'll serve you well. Especially when you're hanging out with really boring people. Like your teachers. Your friends are a reflection of you. The truth is, you'll only keep in touch with a few of them. So look around right now at all your classmates and pick the best-looking ones. Or at least the ones who are most likely to show their tits on the internet. You'll be glad you did. Maybe you'll get married. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you will and wish you hadn't. Maybe you should meet someone you like and give them half your possessions right now. Save yourself time and cut out the middleman. Maybe you'll marry a one-legged old whore and have to pay her $86 million. Maybe your name is Paul McCartney. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe you'll marry a very controlling Asian woman and lose all your friends. Or maybe you're smarter than both those guys. Remember, when a girl says no, she means no. Most of the time. She really means no about the 18th time when you're getting tasered repeatedly. In class of 2010, when the SWAT team comes, put the gun down. Those fuckers are serious.